Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, works to fully restore Swan Park in Bonkrana are set to begin next month. Glenmore Estates has committed to working with the local community in Birt to address the issue of a foul-smelling odour which has reportedly become unbearable for local residents. An investigation is continuing into a burglary in the Newton-Cunningham area, and it's hoped that an upcoming public meeting will provide the answers to those affected by MICA and when exactly the long-awaited redress scheme will be rolled out. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by Newt with Colm Ferrisher. First in news, works to fully restore Swan Park in Bonkrana are set to begin next month. The local amenity was destroyed by flash flooding, which devastated the peninsula almost 2 years ago. Civil works, as part of the €2 million project, will commence mid-August. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says while it was a long, hard battle to get to this stage, the park will be better than ever when works are complete.
It's been a long campaign since the park was absolutely devastated in August 2017. So it's almost 2 years now. What I'm delighted to confirm is that the works to fully reinstate, it's a €2 million project to fully reinstate the park, will start in mid-August with civil works and will continue on then. It's sensitive work in terms of the Crana River. You have to work in the seasons. There's a heritage bridge to be rebuilt. There's flood protections to be put in place. But it will be even better than ever when the works are finished.
And it was a long, hard fight to get to this stage, but this will benefit now the whole community.
Oh, absolutely. And indeed, you know, the community in Bonkrana and Ferber, we really love Swan Park. It's been a fantastic community, a beloved community for so many years. We were heartbroken when we seen the devastation 2 years ago, but we fought together in our community. And we secured over €2 million of funding to reinstate it. And I'm delighted now to confirm those works start, just in mid-August, and will continue on. And hopefully, as soon as possible, we'll have a bigger and better park than ever.
The Taoiseach has warned none of the potential solutions for avoiding a hard border is ideal for Ireland. A number of options are being considered, including treating the entire island of Ireland as one market. That option would face massive opposition from the DUP and would require a change in position from the British government. Leo Varadkar says a number of options are being considered ahead of a potential no-deal Brexit in October.
The kind of things that we're exploring with the European Commission, we are only exploring them at this stage, is this idea that I mentioned of the island of Ireland being treated as a single unit for agriculture and food with the Czechs. That would mean the UK accepting that Northern Ireland is being treated differently. The other things, obviously, are checks at business level and then also, random checks and controls, and we'll have to have them anyway because of smuggling.
Glenmore Estates has committed to working with the local community in Birt to address the issue of a foul-smelling odour which has reportedly become unbearable for local residents. It was agreed at a well-attended meeting in Birt last night that an action group would be set up. Concern was raised that while the company are within their rights to spread chicken excrement, the legislation allowing them to do so is completely outdated. The company has issued a statement today saying that's not the case. Greg Hughes has more.
The company says Digestate, which is a renewable organic fertiliser, is applied to lands as a substitute to chemical fertilisers. Glenmore Estate Farms say they do not spread chicken excrement to lands. The digester fertiliser used at the On Green On Farm is produced in accordance with strict EU and national standards at the Glenmore Biogas plant. They say the Digestate is an excellent and safe fertiliser which is pasteurised and then tested in an approved laboratory for a wide range of parameters, including nutrients, metals and microbes. The company refutes any suggestion that it uses legislative loopholes in respect of its activities and says it is seeking further clarification on this. The Glenmore State Farm statement ends with a commitment to work with the local community and meet with the local action group once it is formed.
An investigation is continuing into a burglary in the Newton-Cunningham area. Thieves entered a house in Monfab between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. yesterday morning. It's understood that while no items of high value were taken, the house was completely ransacked. Gardaí have carried out a forensic examination of the scene and are appealing to anyone with information to come forward. Local councillor Paul Canning says it's a busy area and is hopeful that someone may have noticed something suspicious.
It's just another reminder to the people out in the rural areas to be vigilant and make sure that their house is locked up and that their alarms are switched on. Now, where that house was is in a busy enough road because of Duffy Express Freight Limited, and they would be, there'd be lorries there going up and down nearly every 10-15 minutes. So some of them lorry drivers might have seen something and didn't pay any heed to it. So I'm asking those drivers to recollect their movements and see if they did see anything and get on to the Gardaí to see if we can get these culprits.
And while thankfully nothing of high value was stolen, it is a complete breach of somebody's sense of security in their own home.
Yeah, it's disappointing, you know, and people, whenever you come back to a house and the house has been ransacked, it is a complete, you know, it's a disturbance, and it also goes into your private lives, and it's terrible. It is really, really annoying that somebody is in your house and going through your personal items. It's just very, very disappointing.
Quite unusual too, coupled with the fact that you say this is a very busy road. It did happen between 10 and 11 o'clock yesterday morning. It didn't happen in the dead of night as per maybe the norm of such criminality.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing about it is, if it is happening during the day, there's less people paying any heed to people moving about. If it was happening at the early hours of the morning, there would be noticeable that there is something happening. So that's why they're doing it at busy times.
The business minister has urged patience when it comes to the Mercosur trade deal. Farmers have protested the agreement that would allow 99,000 tonnes of South American beef into the EU market. The Dáil has also passed a motion calling on the government to reject the agreement. Business Minister Heather Humphreys says first they want to fully analyse what the deal means.
Well, there are benefits in this deal as well for other sectors, but that's what we have said we will do. We are going to do a full economic assessment of the agreement in principle as presented. We're also going to look at how it will impact on the environmental side of things. And when we do that detailed assessment, then we will know for sure, is this overall to the advantage of Ireland, or is it negative for Ireland? And then we can make an informed decision on how best to proceed.
It's hoped that an upcoming public meeting will provide the answers to those affected by MICA and when exactly the long-awaited redress scheme will be rolled out. While the scheme was formally approved in May, little progress is said to have been made since. A wide range of guest speakers are participating in the meeting, which is being held on Wednesday, July the 24th, from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. in Angrenan Hotel, Birch. Eileen Doherty of the MICA Action Group anticipates that more clarity will be provided to homeowners and is urging all those concerned to attend.
I mean, homeowners are coming forward to us on a daily basis asking for questions, and unfortunately we are not in a position because we haven't been given any details of the scheme. So the idea is that we were for the first time since the announcement in October last year, it's an information evening where we invite all affected homeowners or anyone who thinks they may be affected to come along to the event in Angrenan at 8 p.m. on the 24th, Wednesday the 24th of July. And we will provide you with all the information that we know of thus far. We will also have a number of speakers. We will have Damien McKay, who's one of the consulting engineers from Letterkenny, who raised the issue in the first place. And we will also have representatives from the newly formed MICA Committee on Donegal County Council, who will be in attendance. We will also have other political representatives, and we will have a question and answer session at the end for about 30 minutes. That will be a great opportunity for homeowners to ask the people who are tasked with rolling this scheme out all of the key questions that they need to know.
And is it hoped at this meeting that maybe more clarity will be provided to perhaps maybe a definite date as to when it will actually be rolled out, the scheme?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been waiting, really, to be honest, since October to have an information evening to provide homeowners with this information. But unfortunately, we haven't been getting any progress in terms of those answers. So we are really hoping that this focuses minds, that those people who have been tasked with rolling this out will ensure that by the time we have this meeting, that homeowners are being given a bit more information about when this redress scheme will start, how they can make the applications, who they make them to, and what the process is. So we're really hoping that that will happen by the time we get to this event week after next.
SIPTU has accepted an invitation to attend a Labour court hearing to discuss a dispute involving 10,000 health service workers. A three-day strike due to take place last month was deferred to allow for talks. The dispute involving healthcare workers such as porters and chefs centres on a job evaluation scheme and pay grades. The union is due to attend the Labour court on Monday, July the 22nd. SIPTU says further strike action remains deferred pending the outcome of the talks. First Lane in Buncrana will reopen to pedestrians from tomorrow after a number of buildings damaged in February's fire on Main Street were made safe earlier this week. Donegal County Council has begun erecting hoardings which will allow pedestrians to walk safely. Catherine Gaffney has more.
At the beginning of February, a fire caused severe damage to John Barr's drapery premises and the Plaza Ballroom on Main Street in Buncrana. Since then, Ferris Lane, which runs along the side of John Barr's building, has been barricaded off, meaning people have had to walk a mile to get to the main street. However, following the erection of safety hoardings, it will open to pedestrians from tomorrow morning. Councillor Rena Donaghy says it's positive news.
The council have contractors working there from 9 o'clock this morning to erect hoarding to allow pedestrians to access from the main street towards Ferris Lane and vice versa. People were very inconvenienced. And when we think of children going to school and we think of older people going to collect their pension and so on, this is good news for the people of the town. It absolutely is.
It's not known when Ferris Lane will completely reopen and as of yet, no vehicles are allowed to use it. Cathaoirleá of Donegal County Council, Councillor Nicholas Crossan says safety is paramount.
Health and safety had to be foremost in the council's mind. So there was barriers around the plaza and Ferris Lane was blocked off. Now those barriers will be taken away. Ferris Lane will be open, albeit for pedestrian access only. There will be no vehicles allowed down it for the foreseeable future until that's rendered safe. There is basement floors there and we just don't know how safe that is for the heavier vehicles.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with a great selection of adults and children's Donegal GEA jerseys. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time to lead a sport night with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer and the World University Games, which are taking place in Italy, in Naples, Ireland playing Russia for a bronze medal today in the women's soccer. Greencastle's Gemma McGuinness, along with Donegal girls Zoe Green and Zoe McGlynn, are all part of the Irish squad there. They're among the substitutes for the game, but the good news is at the break, a goal from Lauren Kelly has Ireland leading there by a goal to nil as they look to end the tournament with bronze. Derry City can haul themselves back into European contention in the night's only game in the SSE Artistic Premier Division. Declan Devine's side welcome bottom Team UCD to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, where a win would move the Candy Stripes to within 3 points of third place Bohemians. Harps will be looking for a favour of their neighbours in the battle against relegation. A result for UCD tonight would put them ahead of Harps. Here's Derry boss Declan Devine.
They'll look at this fixture as a free fixture for them. I would say they're looking at the teams down around them in terms of trying to pick up points, but they'll be coming here with absolutely no pressure on them and looking to cause a huge shock. But that is the nature of this league. We've got to just concentrate on the players that are wearing a Derry City kit, and we've got to make sure that the players that are wearing that kit respect and demand performances for our supporters, demand that we get back under this race for that top places in the league in terms of winning our game in hand.
Kickoff time to that match tonight is 7:45. Cross Channel former England striker Peter Crouch has announced his retirement from football. The 6'7" forward was released by Burnley at the end of the season, having had spells at Southampton, Liverpool, Portsmouth, Tottenham and Stoke, among others. Let's go to the cricket. T20 International Series is continuing in the North West this weekend, with two matches being played at Brady. Game two today and the third game on a Sunday. The first match in Belfast on Wednesday was washed out, and guess what? The game has been affected by the rain today, but we have seen some play. It's Ireland against Zimbabwe. Let's go now to our cricket correspondent, Eamon McLaughlin, for the latest. Eamon.
Zimbabwe batting first here, and they've reached 40 for two. Rain interruptions. In fact, we've been off for about half an hour now. The umpire's just out looking again to see what play can resume.
Well, unfortunately, we've lost Eamon.
Yes,
Archie. Yeah, I just geared up in and out in the coverage there, Eamon.
Right, I'm trying to...
Okay then, many thanks to Eamon McLaughlin for that. So Zimbabwe 40-2 in the early stages of that game, but they are of course affected by rain. Looking at the other matches this weekend, apart from the international, Northwest Premier League, Eglinton take on Ballyspallin, Strabane meet Brady, Coleraine against Dunamana, and the Leaders Brigade, who are of course going for the double in the league tomorrow, they take on Glendermot. Four games tomorrow, and fingers crossed the weather, well, it is going to be good for Saturday and Sunday, so we will see some more action on the cricket front. We'll also see action on the Gaelic Games front as well this weekend. A Tyrone forward, Peter Hart, has been cleared to play in the Super 8s match against Roscommon tomorrow. That game starts at 5 o'clock at Dr. Hyde Park. The black card he received against Longford in the qualifiers was rescinded by the Central Hearings Committee last night. So a big boost for Tyrone ahead of the start of the Super 8s. Hart had been facing in to a suspension after three black cards already this year. Dublin are taking on Cork in the other match tomorrow evening in that group in the Super 8s. And then we see the games on a Sunday with Donegal against Meath and Mayo against Kerry in Killarney. Donegal will be looking to start against the Royal County with a victory at McCool Park on Sunday. 2012 All-Ireland winner with Donegal, Colin McFadden, is tipping the home side for victory this weekend.
You get serious confidence from winning the Ulster title, and you get great belief from that and momentum from it. And I think the fact they've won back-to-back titles really gives you that belief and confidence. And you fancy on Sunday against Meath. I think when you watch Meath against Dublin at Croke Park, I couldn't get over how limited they were going forward. You kind of played with the real fear in their attacking game, and apart from Newman up front, it didn't seem to have much fit. But hopefully you can get off to a good start against Meath on Sunday.
And that game on Sunday starts at 2 o'clock. We'll be live from 1:40. Full match coverage here on Highland this coming Sunday on our sports programme from that tie. As Donegal look to start the Super 8s with a victory. Mayo are looking to cause an upset down in Killarney when they play Kerry. They're expected to be without defender Patrick Durkin for the game. He picked up a leg injury last weekend's win over Galway. It's reported today that Matthew Rann and captain Jermot O'Connor have also been ruled out of the tie. Well, it is a busy week for Tyrone GAA. They've got the Super 8 game tomorrow, but then on Sunday there's two sides involved in Ulster finals, the minor championship decider. They will take on Monaghan at 4 o'clock at the Athletic Grounds, and that game is followed by the Ulster Under 20 championship as Tyrone play the defending champions and the holders of the Corn Donal Okura Cup. That one gets underway at 6 o'clock. Not forgetting about the ladies, who also play on Sunday, Tyrone against Mayo in the All-Ireland Championship in Group 4. This is Donegal's group. That match will be played at Healy Park in Oma, throwing in on Sunday at 5 o'clock. And Tyrone will not be involved in the hurling this weekend because they've given Derry a walkover. The sides were due to meet in the All-Ireland Under-20B Hurling Championship, but Derry have now got a walkover and will go through to the semi-finals of the Richie McElligott Cup. There was one game down for decision tonight, the Donegal All-County League in Division 1. That was Gidore against Glen Swilly, but that match has been called off due to a bereavement. Four Northwest players have been included on the Ireland Masters squad to play Australia in the upcoming international rules test. Sean McDade and Michael Ward from Donegal, and Eamon McElroy and Owen Gormley of Tyrone have been named in the 32-man squad, while Joe Leonard from Tyrone is part of the management. That game's taking place next Saturday, the 20th of July. As we go to golf, back-to-back rounds of 67 leave Rory McIlroy an 8 under par at the midway point of the Scottish Open. As things stand, the world number 3 is 6 shots off the leading trio, Lee Slattery, Eric Van Rooyen and Bernard Weisberger, who are at 14 under. But McIlroy was happy with his round today.
You know, I was 4 under through 7. You know, made a couple of bogeys around the turn on 8 and 11. But just as the wind was picking up on the back nine, you know, I felt like I did what I needed to do. I birdied the two par fives. It was sort of tough to get it close to the holes coming in just because the wind had picked up. But yeah, overall, you know, pretty pleased with how the day went.
Well, the cut mark is 5 under par and above. Patrick Harrington is 4 under at the moment with a couple to play. Paul Dunn's made the turn in 2 under. Gary McDowell will miss the cut after a 69 left him level par earlier. Novak Djokovic is through to a 6th Wimbledon men's final. The defending champion and top seed came through his last four battle today against Roberto Bautista Agut in four sets. He dropped the second 6-4, but won the first, the third, and the fourth 6-2, 6-3, 6-2 was how that one finished. And looking at the other semi-final, the 40th meeting of Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal. Well, their semi-final clash has been played at the moment, and it's Federer who leads the way 6-5 against Nadal in the opening set there. Finally, in rugby, Ulster's Will Addison has linked up with Ireland's World Cup training squad. The 26-year-old's recovery from back surgery is ahead of schedule, and he took part in today's open session in Galway. Next sport here in Highland is tomorrow, Saturday Sport, just after the 2 news. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening.
Thanks, Oisin. For weather now, this evening will be dry in most areas with some bright or sunny spells. There will be a few isolated light showers. Tonight will be mostly dry also with lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, works to fully restore Swan Park in Bonkrana are set to begin next month. The local amenity was destroyed by flash flooding, which devastated the peninsula almost 2 years ago. Glenmore Estates has committed to working with the local community in Birch to address the issue of a foul-smelling odour which has reportedly become unbearable for local residents. It was agreed at a well-attended meeting in Birch last night that an action group be set up. It's hoped that an upcoming public meeting will provide the answers to those affected by mica and when exactly the long-awaited redress scheme will be rolled out. While the scheme was formally approved in May, little progress is said to have been made. And an investigation is continuing into a burglary in the Newton Cunningham area. Thieves entered a house in Montfab between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. yesterday morning. It's understood that while no items of high value were taken, the house was completely ransacked. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Kajima Natasha of Colm Ferriter and Shaul and the Priebskelty Air Highland Radio. Tasha Fogri a Conru Nageliga go well should the Elev Erantishuk, Augustar and Realtus, Fine New Inisha, Lerihe, Duraskal, Farahan, and Commissioner Changa in Ye. Lerian and Turaskal and Aspa Kanchuri Geliga, Stat Chorus, the Servishi as Geliga, a Corra Foiled and Fobble, Erin and Conru Realtus, Erin Realtus, and Bella Changa, all shoot Rev Jerin the Misha, Nisa, Maragal and Tishuk, La Dolling Lek, Lishna Fibin a Shaw. Dirch Julian Despain Ard Rooney Conor Nigiliga Gorlieru at Hasa Toroskal and Ga at On Leshen Milla Changa Ladulling Glek Lena Fibana a Wananlish and Gantanus Geligori Sastat Servish August Galter go Lamfer Arai Le Bru Gome Billa Changa Kumsiha on Gan Will. Ta Frevsha Korluhan Pobli Hjonskan of Mwenihe Forest Nigeliga Fogriha Egan Mor Agriok Changa Ediv Arnul Naman Geliga Clocha August Ernigerlin Boil of Forest Nigeliga Turami and Fobola Oil Majorlish Namalti Eg Eshkert As an Avratnu Tekeshnor Awananlish and Korluhan Erfoil Egan Erensiv Forest Nigeliga Bunkai E. Turiski tar go will plan on Drunglan Ishkavaha a Lonu or Elenaran War. Kruhahi and Chanskan of Fiha Post Lan Amshara, Lemedu Santasa Erlian the Dorosori Chart Gujianilan, Tastager Fejerakta Levejanta, Comai Lesiv Erlinia, Confoncia Aragaja Harkonchin. Tell you Fuin Drunglan, Omlucha, August Ferberti Ella, Erinellan, Egg Ellen Aran Bunkom. To Okaj Kaharnakta Vliantul Bru. Labad the Hodge Unadni Padrig Dor Ober the New La Foran and Anage August a Lock Taki Akta Igiri Sprick Cade Mili Euro a Winch a Maham Liana Tanihis a Shark Mila Cranyha Gujisha Har Trevsha O Nijag Nihis a Hoctorai Bruter Labba La Moya Rua Marfashion Yer Stihon Emliana Consacher the Minibus Unadle Gidor Shimma Hodge Eligolier Slan August Bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 12th of July. The death has taken place of Gordon James Colquhoun, 15, Beach Park, Sion Mills, County Tyrone. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Service in Sion Mills Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Ernie Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family Flowers only please donations in lieu if desired to Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of William Key, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Jim Russell, J.R., Lacnacou, Garten, Church Hill. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Glendone, at 1 o'clock on Sunday, followed by burial in Termon Cemetery. Rosary Nightly at 9 o'clock. Family Flowers only please donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLaverty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Jim Gallagher, formerly of Keelogs Church Hill. His remains will arrive at St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, this evening at 6:30 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with burial afterwards in Temple Douglas Cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathleen McCrudden, 41, Broadway, Derry. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:30, going to St. Mary's Church, Creggan, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has occurred of Bridie Gallen, née O'Brien, formerly of Ferndale, Killigordon. Her remains are reposing at her brother Benny O'Brien's home at Stonybatter, Killigordon. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Maggie Boyle, Tully Cleeve, Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family Flowers only please donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Down Syndrome, care of any family member.